Greetings, and welcome to the Traxión second quarter 2018 earnings results call. At this time, all participants are in listen-only mode. A question-and-answer session will follow the formal presentation. If anyone should require operator assistance during the conference, please press star zero on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded. I would now like to turn the conference over to your host, Aby Lijtszain, Chief Executive Officer.
Thank you, Omar. Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining us today. As usual, I will comment on some relevant matters of the business, and then we'll hand over to Victor Bravo, our Chief Financial Officer, who will discuss financial and operating figures in detail. First, let me tell you that Traxión believes in democracy and modernization. We are positive about future growth in Mexico and will continue to invest and take advantage of opportunities. I am pleased and excited about sharing with you our financial and operating results for the quarter. These robust quarterly results are fruit of our efforts in strengthening the commercial and corporate structure of Traxión and its subsidiaries. We made substantial investments to build an adequate organization to face growth. We have deployed capital in growing our fleet to seize the opportunities from a strong demand. We think we're the only player at this moment capable of conducting large and profitable investments and provide our clients with tailored solutions. Today, we are seeing the results of these efforts, and we plan to continue capturing the benefits. In terms of financial results, the company recorded a strong revenue growth of 26% compared to revenues of the second quarter of 2017, reaching 2,236 million pesos. EBITDA was 428 million pesos, an increase of 28% versus the same period of 2017. Our net income recorded 250 million pesos. These results are in line with our budget. We confirm our guidance for 2018, as the company has virtually achieved 100% of its organic growth plan of 2 billion pesos and more than 1,300 power units. We are still waiting for deliveries of approximately 20% of these new units. That will take place in the third quarter and are expected to contribute to the top line of the third and fourth quarters, completing the plan. On the operating side, the company ended the quarter with an average fleet of 6,634 power units, which includes 570 units of RedPAG last mile fleet. This resulted in 106.2 million kilometers driven. Most important, revenue per kilometer grew 21.4% in cargo and 4.7% in personal and student transportation. This growth is a result of the commercial effort the company has conducted and to the client optimization strategy that has proven successful. Moving on, in April, we executed a new credit facility for 4.5 billion pesos to refinance our outstanding debt and to optimize and strengthen the financial structure of the company. With this facility, we reduced significantly our cost of debt and expanded our financing sources, gaining access to additional resources to finance our growth. We drew a portion of this facility and used some of our cash position to repay the outstanding debt. With this, we avoid a negative carry and ended up with a more efficient cost. We have 18 months to draw the remaining 2.5 billion of the facility. In Traxión, we envision value creation by specializing in different niches. The most attractive opportunities globally have been logistics services related mainly to e-commerce. This trend is penetrating in Mexico, and we are certain that extraordinary opportunities exist in this niche. In the United States, logistics services have been the drivers of growth of the e-commerce channel over the past years, growing faster than the e-commerce itself. We will likely experience the same thing in Mexico as current e-commerce figures look like those of the United States 10 years ago. Traxión is evolving and plans to become a relevant player with one of the broadest services offering in the industry, providing solutions throughout the whole transportation and logistics chain. Having said that, in May, we announced our first acquisition. We acquired Redpack, a key player in the last mile, logistics services, packaging, and courier business. This acquisition is strategic for us, since it improves our footprint in the LTL and last mile segments, placing Traxión in a pivotal point within the growing e-commerce market. With Redpack, Traxión is positioned in the last mile services as a strategic player and expect to become even more relevant as we capitalize on opportunities. The company has several plans for Redpack in its platform, including sustainable synergies. Now we have gained access to high growth segment and are consolidating as the one-stop solution through the whole transportation and logistic needs. In terms of inorganic growth, we continue with our M&A efforts. The company is currently engaged on three due diligence processes that are moving forward. We expect to announce some more accretive acquisitions in the short term. Please remember that we have a strategic approach regarding M&A. We look at successful, profitable companies that will have complementary lines of business or strengthen our presence in regions or niches that expand our services and footprint. Moving on, I want to highlight that the company is advancing favorably with its synergies plan. We are using our scale and expertise to continuously look for opportunities to increase efficiencies. On this matter, we are integrating several areas within our subsidiaries in order to improve our performance. And we are moving forward with the shared services center. This will result in expense reductions. I want to take advantage to comment on the seasonality of a business. Given the nature of the industry, typically the last quarter of the year shows an increased economic activity in Mexico, mainly driven by a boost in consumption derived from the holidays, which translates in higher activity for us. In consequence, the first quarter of the year tends to exhibit a less dynamic consumption, whereas the second and third quarters behave very much alike, with an operational activity tending to the average. We expect the business to perform with this seasonality and do not foresee any significant shift in the long term. We continue to see strong demand level in both segments, and we have been able to capitalize on opportunities. Our unique business model and strong competitive advantage will allow us to carry on with our investments and growth plans. Thank you for trusting Traxión. I will now hand over the call to Victor Bravo, our CFO. Victor, please.
Thank you, Abby, and good morning, everyone. I will now walk you through the financial and operating results for the second quarter of 2018. I would like to start by highlighting the three most relevant attributes of our quarterly financial results. The first one is growth. Revenues grew 25.9%, reflecting the CapEx deployment a strong commercial strategy, and the acquisition of Redpack. The second one is profitability. EBITDA grew 28% since the increase in revenues allowed for a significant absorption of fixed costs and expenses, as we expected when we deployed resources to build up the platform to support growth. It is a first step, and there is room to continue improving. This effect was complemented by efforts to improve the profitability of our client mix through a stronger commercial team. For example, improvement into the client mix in cargo implied that although there was a slight decrease in kilometers driven as compared to the same quarter of last year, there was a significant increase in both revenue and margin in that sector. Furthermore, as we move forward with our synergies plan, we continue with the development of the shared services center, through which many non-core functions within our subsidiaries are being merged, thus generating efficiencies and achieving savings in a sustainable manner. And the third one was the refinancing of our debt. The company will enjoy several positive effects of our recent refinancing. The most obvious is an interest rate reduction. It also improved the overall debt profile and assured the resources to continue our business plan, enabling the company to avoid a negative carry and to better manage capital utilization. As a brief reminder, the company negotiated a new 5-year credit facility of 4.5 billion pesos with an interest rate of TIIE plus a margin that goes from 200 basis points up to 315, depending on the total debt to EBITDA ratio. The company drew 2 billion and took approximately 923 million from its cash to repay the outstanding credit facility, which had an interest rate of TIIE plus 400 basis points. A strong financial position has allowed us to decrease financial costs in general, including the one for lines of credit for working capital. Going into detail within the company's segment revenues, the cargo logistics segment recorded a 25.1% growth, totaling 1,281 million pesos, mainly by putting its new fleet to work. The equipment that was received and set up during the past months was deployed among new and existing clients, leading to a noticeable increase in quarter-to-quarter revenues. It is also relevant to acknowledge the 31% growth in logistics, an area where new opportunities arise. Finally, we had a 125 million pesos contribution from Redpack to the segment's top line, representing its revenues from May and June. In terms of our personnel and student transportation segment, revenues reached 955 million pesos, a growth of 26.9% compared to the second quarter of 2017, mainly driven by strong demand levels, especially in the Bajío and northern regions of the country. This segment continues with a strong positive trend, which we expect to continue. We were able to seize opportunities supported by our strong commercial structure and capital deployment capability. At a consolidated level, the increasing revenues allow for operating leverage, where expenses are being progressively absorbed as revenues grow. We do not expect any variation in the level of fixed operating expenses as happened in the past three quarters. Quite the contrary, expenses should decrease as a percentage of revenue as the company takes steps to achieve synergies. Moving on to costs, it is important to observe that total costs increased 20.8%, which is consistent with revenue growth, but represented a lower percentage of revenues when compared to both the second quarter of 2017 and the first quarter of this year. Fuel prices continued to rise, and we're making efforts to operate efficiently and negotiate with clients to reflect those price variations. Labor costs grew at a more moderate rate. Besides the increase related to growth, there were savings of 27 million pesos derived from synergies achieved from the integrations of areas of the cargo operations of MIM and those of Grupo C. Our order costs increased 32% compared to the second quarter of 2017. This increase stems from a growth in overall operations, including the 31% growth in logistics and the contribution of Redpack costs. The cost structure of Redpack is different from that of Traccion, and thus there are several components that need to be classified as other costs, given their nature. Such costs include those related to point of sale, monitoring services, packaging and shipping materials. There were also other costs related to the growth of the company, such as the American portion of cargo fleets, port maneuvers, and ferry services. In terms of general expenses, the company recorded 418 million pesos, an increase of 52.1% compared to the same period of 2017. This increase was partially due to a contribution of 37 million pesos from Red Axe expenses. Excluding this effect, general expenses were 381 million pesos, an increase of 38.6% compared to the second quarter of last year, and is mainly explained by the growth in consolidated revenues and by the expenses related to the corporate and commercial structure that was not in place in the second quarter of last year. Please bear in mind that although general expenses represented 18.7% of revenues in this quarter, including the contribution of RedPack, this ratio is lower than that of the first quarter of this year, which recorded 21.2%. Excluding RedPack's contribution, general expenses represented 17% of revenues, a significant decrease compared to the first quarter of this year. EBITDA reached 428 million pesos in the quarter, a growth of 28.2% versus the second quarter of last year. RedPack contributed 16 million pesos to the quarterly EBITDA. Excluding the effect of RedPack, EBITDA was 412 million pesos, implying a margin of 19.5%. Moving on to the comprehensive financial result, this quarter the company recorded an income of 17 million pesos. This income derives from a 91 million peso foreign exchange gain, a positive effect of 15 million pesos from the elimination of the interest rate swap related to the debt that was repaid during the second quarter, and an income of 13 million pesos generated by the cash position. It is important to consider that the company used the treasury position denominated in U.S. dollars that is held for capex. So there is no longer a relevant position in dollars, and therefore no FX effect is foreseeable in the coming quarters. Finally, net income recorded 250 million pesos, a 419% increase as compared to last year. That was driven by higher operating results, a positive financial result, and a significantly lower effective tax rate compared to that of the second quarter of 2017. In terms of capex, the company invested 739 million pesos in fleet and equipment. Approximately 62% was invested in the personnel and student transportation segment, and the rest in the cargo and logistics segment. Furthermore, 89% of these resources were destined to acquire new units. In a nutshell, it was a quarter in which we saw the results of the strategy and investments we executed both in acquiring new fleet and in strengthening the corporate and commercial structure. Synergies and efficiencies are starting to materialize, and we expect them to continue. And there is still a portion of the fleet to be delivered and deployed later on the year. The company is running on budget and on track to achieve its 218 guidance. With this, I conclude my remarks and will open the floor for questions. Omar, please.
Thank you. We will now be conducting a question and answer session. If you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. A confirmation tone will indicate your line is in the question queue. You may press star 2 if you would like to remove your question from the queue. For participants using speaker equipment, it may be necessary to pick up your handset before pressing the star keys. One moment, please, while we poll for questions. Our first question comes from Rogerio Arroyo, UBS. Please proceed with your question.
Hi, gentlemen. Thanks very much for the opportunity. I have a few questions on my side. So the first one, you mentioned in the release that 27 million pesos derived from synergies and efficiencies on the integration of AMI-AMI and Grupo Seeds cargo operations. So if you could give a little bit more detail on where those synergies came from, and also if there is more to come in upcoming quarters, it'd be great. That would be my first question. I can make the others afterwards. Thank you.
Hi, Rogerio. This is Toño. How are you? Thank you for your question.
Regarding the 27 million peso savings that you see, that's in the labor cost. What we did was a comparison with the second quarter of last year, and we saw what the headcount and the labor expense for every company. And actually, all the company itself increased 50 million pesos in labor cost, but it was offset by a saving of 27 that we didn't pay because of the restructuring of MIM and Grupo C. This means that when we merged the cargo operations of both of MIM with those of Grupo C, we started saving because we reduced significantly the headcount on both companies in order to merge the operations. That's what you see the synergy there.
Thanks. And was there any non-recurring cost related to the dismissal of employees? And also, is there more to come? We should expect more reduction in upcoming quarters?
Yes, Rodrigo, this is Victor. Yes, there were some non-recurring costs that are being spent as we speak. We expect that some of those more will be coming in the next month as we continue this synergies program.
Okay, thanks, Victor. So my next question is regarding passenger business. We saw a pretty much relevant expansion this quarter. Could you comment a little bit on the regions Tração has been expanding, if there is still room to keep growing contracts, also if you are gaining share or if you are gaining contracts for your competitors or if you are opening new clients? So a little bit more on that and the perspectives for upcoming quarters would be great.
All of the above. Yeah, Roger, this is Tonio again. We're gaining market share in the regions. We are growing mainly in the Bajío and the North regions, and also in Mexico City metropolitan area. We are doing everything. We are gaining market from competitors. We are opening new clients. We are gaining contracts. So basically what we see is that this trend that you see is pretty much sustainable in the short middle term.
Okay, thanks. So my next question is regarding the leverage of the company. We saw an expansion of the net to EBITDA to 1.4 times this quarter. This should go down to something about 1 times with the EBITDA carryover from the new operations, but my question is there a target Tração want to reach in the end of this year, maybe in the end of next year, and what would be the maximum leverage that Tração would be comfortable with? Thanks.
Yes, hi, Roger. We still keep that policy of, remember, maintaining our net debt to EBITDA below 2.5 times. We're still far away from that, and as we move forward, we are having those lines of credit availability for new growth, and as we add a bit that to the results, we can increase that number.
Okay, is there a target when you want to reach the 2.5 times?
Not really, because it depends on how fast the M&A is going to be executed.
Okay, thanks. My last question here, sorry for extending myself so much, but so my last question is regarding the new regulation in U.S. Is it bringing new growth opportunities for Tracion, or things inside Mexico's frontier hasn't changed?
No, those operations, this is an industry phenomenon. It affected every freight operator in the country, because what we do is that we have agreements with American companies, and we loan our trailers, and they loan us their trailers. So we use them, and they use ours, okay? So when this phenomenon started kicking in January, what happened is that they needed more equipment for the long routes, for the long highway routes. When they started seeing that they didn't have enough equipment, they started pulling out
trailers from the border operations, and that's what happened. Right now, we are invested in some equipment. We received deliveries from traders. We redistributed some of our equipment from other companies, and we started operating more. I think it was like 124 trailers during the quarter, the exact figure. With this, the operation, the cross-border service was starting to normalize. Moreover, we are waiting for some other deliveries of trailers, of new trailers, and with that, we think that our operation, in particular, is going to be normalized in that service.
Thanks. And how does this work in terms of regulation? Can Mexican traders enter the U.S. frontier, and can the U.S.
No, they can, but it's not efficient. Because you have to apply for a visa, and the driver needs to speak English, and you have to register the truck with the DOT in the U.S. So it's you know.
But we do exchange the credit with American companies, so it's allowed to exchange the trailer.
Okay, so I suppose this extra 120 trailers is inside Mexican border. Or is going through U.S. territory?
They are going through Mexican territory in U.S. as an exchange, just temporarily. We are temporarily permits.
Okay, got it. Gentlemen, thanks so much for the answers, and congratulations on the results.
Thank you, Rogerio.
Thank you.
See you in the conference.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have reached the end of the question and answer session, and I would like to turn the call back to Abby Lipchon for closing remarks.
Thank you, Omar. Just to wrap up the call, I would like to highlight again that the company is running within budget, and we are optimistic about achieving our goals for the year, which implies a growth of 30% in organic EBITDA. In order to create sustainable value, Traxión is conducting strategic movements in line with international guidelines. Transportation is one of the industries that will benefit more from global changes, mainly in e-commerce development. This is our business, and we're on board. Thank you for your confidence, and have an excellent day.